Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Is it just me, or has TV gotten really complicated? I'm either endlessly searching for my favorite shows or subscribing to a dozen different streaming services to make sure I can watch everything I love. And I'm not even saving that much money compared to my old cable bill. Thankfully, Philo has changed all that for me. One service, all the stuff I need. Philo's got current seasons of the shows I can't miss live on networks like Paramount, A&E, MTV, Discovery, and TLC. Classics like The Office, Martin, and Friends that I never get sick of, and all of the incredible originals on AMC Plus, from Mad Men to Orphan Black. Don't forget their library of more than 75,000 movies and shows, all of which I can save and re-watch anytime for a whole year. Never miss a minute of shows like Gypsy Rose, Life After Lockup on Lifetime, Yellowstone, or Fatal Attraction. Best of all, with Philo, you get all this for just $28 a month. No contracts, no hassles. Just one subscription and a world of entertainment. So go to philo.tv and check it out for a free 7-day trial. That's philo.tv to start watching.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We're going to go now to our, Inside the Tiger Den segment. And it's brought to you by Thibodaux Regional Health System. Totally focused on patient care. All tongue-tied today. Also want to wish the CEO of Thibodaux Regional Health System, Greg Stock, happy birthday today. So we're going to go to Zach Nagy, who covers the Tigers for Sports Illustrated. Zach, thanks so much for joining us. And I'll ask you, impressions, Florida. How about that, man? Digging themselves out of a hole and being able to upset Ole Miss, beat LSU last week.
Yeah, look, first of all, I appreciate you having me back on. And, look, I'm a Louisiana Lafayette grad, so I
covered you like Charlie Long.
Yeah, I had the opportunity to kind of develop a little relationship with Billy. So to get the opportunity to watch him do this in the SEC is fantastic. Obviously, it's much deserved. He's battled through adversity week in and week out. Once they announced that he'd be back in 2025, looks like the entire team bought in. DJ Lagway's looking like an elite quarterback. And I'm happy for him. I couldn't be more ecstatic for Billy and the rest of the guys in Gainesville.
Also, they found a running back. Man, that ball guy can run the ball. And Montrell's Johnson's back healthy. Jeff and I were talking about this. Remember, he was at De La Salle. Man, he was one hell of a back there. And he ended up kind of following Billy to Florida. So, man, congratulations to Billy Napier and the Florida Gators. Before we talk LSU Vanderbilt, your thoughts. So we talked Thursday night, you and I. Bryce Underwood had made the announcement that he was going to Michigan. We had been hearing rumors for weeks that the possibility of that to happen. The backdrop certainly is LSU hasn't played well. But to me, the deciding fact is dead presidents put on paper. Big-time money. When you're talking about over $2 million for a high school kid a year, that's a lot of cash. And that's a little bit too much to turn down, especially when it's in your home state.
Yeah, it ultimately came down to money, in my opinion, of course. And when you get roughly north of $10.5 million over the span of 3 to 4 years, money talks, bottom line. And it obviously spoke to Underwood at the end of the day. There was a lot of buzz with him going on secret visits to Michigan on Tuesday and Wednesday, shadowing Sharon Moore and the rest of the coaching staff in Ann Arbor for 2 days. Ultimately, he decided to pull the trigger, flip his commitment, and make that announcement on Thursday. But at the end of the day, it's It's a business decision. We live in a landscape now where it's obviously a business, and these guys are deciding to kind of get the money, do what they need to do in that regard. Bryce Underwood made that decision. He'll head up to Ann Arbor. He'll put pen to paper on December 4th, and now LSU kind of shifts gears to hoping to keep the rest of this 2025 recruiting class intact.
Zach, Jeff and I were talking about this, that this is a tricky game today for LSU.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Black Friday has officially started at Blinds.com, and the savings are huge. Right now, you can save up to 50% site-wide and score premium doorbusters and a free professional measure. Don't wait. These deals are happening right now. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings is a small project with big results, and Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. With Blinds.com, there are no long lines or confusing quotes. You shop online without sacrificing quality, style, or service. One of our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. We can even handle everything from measure to install. Plus, you get window treatments for your whole home installed for just one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Blinds.com's Black Friday sales event is happening now with our best deals of the season. Save up to 50% site-wide and score premium doorbusters and a free professional measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Vanderbilt got nothing to lose here, okay? And before the season, everybody, oh, that's a W for LSU. But, man, the way Vanderbilt has played, they're feisty. They got some confidence. Now, again, they took a whipping last week by a team that's pretty hot, too, in South Carolina. Now, I still don't see how LSU won that game, but that's a story for another day. LSU better come focused in this game because, man, Vandy, and they are so well coached, so well organized. Jeff brought up the fact, I think, just six turnovers all year long for this team. LSU better buckle up the chin strap and get ready for a fight tonight.
Yeah, no doubt. You're looking at a team, like you said, that has nothing to lose. I think you hit the nail on the head there. They've already exceeded expectations, so now it's just trying to continue to carry the momentum week in and week out. And Diego Pavi is a fantastic dual-threat quarterback. He's a player that's going to give LSU problems. We've seen the Tigers struggle with Jalen Milroe, Lenora Sellers prior to him getting injured in that South Carolina. So there are always factors here that can favor Vanderbilt. And at the end of the day, they're smart with the football. They take time off the clock, and they can run the hell out of the thing. So you're going to have to watch out for Diego Pavia in every single aspect of the game. My eyes are going to be on Whit Weeks. How does he respond? Can he contain Diego Pavia? He was the lowest graded player last week at Florida. Now it's about him responding, getting back on track, and it's going to start with him having to contain a really, really good dual-threat quarterback in Pavia because he can do it all. He leads the team in rushing yards. He's doing it through the air as well. So he's fantastic. He's electrifying. He's fun to watch. LSU has their hands full in this one, of course.
Hey, Zach. Jeff Palermo. Good to talk with you once again. What kind of game do you expect out of Garrett Nussmeier tonight? It's obviously been a rough go, the six turnovers against Alabama and A&M, and then last week sacked seven times. Now, obviously not all of that was his fault, but he also certainly was making sure he was taking better care of the football. And that conservative play may have contributed to what LSU, as far as the sacks go last week. How do you see him responding here and again against this Vanderbilt defense?
Yeah, I think it's the magic question, right? It's all about kind of him getting out of his own head. I think physically he's obviously a fantastic player, but he's going to have to get out of his head. He's going to have to let the game come to him a little bit more and not force things. And it also is going to come down to Joe Sloan's play calling while I'm at it as well. We've seen them kind of dial up those short and intermediate routes over the last 3 weeks while you're riding this three-game losing streak. Over the last three games, his air yards per pass is only 3.3 yards, which ranks LSU 100th in college football. So they're not letting him air the ball out. They're not letting him do what his specialty is, and that's take the top off. So you're going to have to allow Nussmeier to do that. And then as well, when it comes to him as a player, he's going to have to extend plays, not sit back in the pocket. He's going to have to be smart and savvy. So for me, the question at hand is, how does he respond? I think this presents an opportunity for him to really click together, utilize his weapons, utilize Mason Taylor, because I think he needs to be more involved every single game. He's just your most reliable piece on offense. So I think Nussmeier is going to respond well tonight. They're playing against a team personnel-wise that doesn't have the weapons on defense that you might have seen in previous weeks, like A&M, Alabama, et cetera. So for me, I think you have an opportunity for Nussmeier to respond well. I'm excited to see how he comes out the gate, because if you can punch him in the mouth early, you'll put yourself in a good position. I look forward to seeing how he responds this week.
Zach, in doing a television show, we break down some stuff. And watching the film, one of the things Vanderbilt does, they are free-flowing defense. They run fast to the football. My thing with that is, and that's great, and I love their aggressiveness, and they make some big plays. But you can sort of pull yourself out of position doing that. I think LSU's got a shot in this game, especially with a screen pass. If you can fake the run, I think stuff over the middle. You can see where there's some openings there when you have a team that runs so quickly toward the football and they're trying to guess where that play's going to be. I think that's where you can catch them a little bit out of alignment, and a 7-yard play turns into a 70-yarder.
Yeah, I'm on the exact same page as you, Mike. When I look at it, obviously the rushing attack for LSU hasn't been up to the LSU standard. We've seen that week in and week out. But for me, it's about finding extensions of the run game, whether it's RPOs or hitting little checkdowns, screen passes, to get the ball to Caden Durham and allow him to turn it upfield and get into open space. So for me, it's about finding those extensions of the run game. We know this team cannot run block. It's not going to magically change overnight. It's just a matter of fact right now. They're struggling in that regard, and they've done it for 9-10 games now. So it's about finding extensions of the run game. And like you said, getting explosive plays with your playmakers over the middle. Vanderbilt's quick. They fall for the eye candy. They're not as well disciplined, as I would say, on defense as you've seen in previous opponents like A&M and Alabama. If you have them fall for the eye candy early, get the ball to your playmakers in open space. Like you said, you get the ball to somebody and let them turn it up for a couple yards upfield. We can see that in Caden Durham, Aaron Anderson, Xavion Thomas, et cetera. You got speedsters. Utilize your weapons. It'll put you in a good position against this Vanderbilt team.
Zach, as far as LSU defensively, we were talking a lot about Pavia and trying to settle him down. I mean, what do you make out of this defense as a whole? Obviously, it's gotten better. It's better than it was last year, but last week was very disappointing to see him continue to give up the big plays. You keep hearing, hey, they just don't have the talent back there. There's not enough talent. And I agree, there's certainly the defensive line is not where it needs to be, but there's still a bunch of 4-star guys out there. Sage Ryan is a borderline 5-star guy. It's not like there's a bunch of 3-star guys running around there on LSU's defense. It's just been – I know it's an improvement over last year, but I still feel like it's still a very disappointing unit.
Yeah, it's an improvement from last year, but I think the only way you could go is up, right, after just an abysmal season in 2023. So the only way you could go is up. I think Blake Baker is a defensive mastermind. at the coordinator role. I think he's fantastic, and he's dialing up good schemes. We've just seen some trouble with kind of defending rushing quarterbacks. But when it comes down to it, personnel-wise, you don't have the talent that you would usually have at LSU. A lot of these guys, I'm not quite sure they'd go start at many other SEC teams. So personnel-wise, you're struggling. The defensive backfield, it's been abysmal at the safety position. Jordan Gilbert hasn't been that guy that you would expect for LSU. Major Burns as well, Sage Ryan as well. And I hate to be pessimistic, but it's just a matter of fact here. The guys just haven't been as successful as you would have liked them to be. You have two games left now. How do you respond? Jordan Gilbert's a talented player. Like you said, Sage Ryan was a borderline five-star guy. Uber-talented player. Major Burns, Louisiana native. End your career on a bang. So we're not going to sit here and talk bad about the safeties, but they just haven't been playing as well this season. It's about ending the year on the right note, and I'm hoping that we can see those trio of guys do just that.
Zach, thanks so much for joining us this afternoon. Always appreciate your time and insights, buddy. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Mike. Thank you, Jeff. You have a good one.
All righty. That is a wrap on our Tiger Scout Notebook with Zach Nagy from Sports Illustrated, who covers the Tigers. And that segment is brought to you by Thibodaux Regional Health System, focused on the patient. We'll be back to finish it off here in our number one on our Gulf Coast Bank and Trust Tiger Tailgating Show right after this break.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.